And then when he killed a hog, well, he'd give us a piece of his hog. You understand what I mean? That's how the people lived in the days when I came up.
When you kill a hog, tell me about how you do that.
Well, when you kill a hog, what we used to do, we tie his foreleg and put him on a board. I still do that. I killed a hog not too long ago. And take a knife and bleed him. Stick him in the throat, mm-hmm. going down to his heart.
Yeah.
And get all the blood he got in him, and then stick the knife a little bit deeper and hit the heart and kill him. And then we take hot water, boiling water, and we scrape him. We take all the hair off. And then we cut him by pieces, just like that. Of course, the day was, you got refrigeration. You can keep a hog in a day, is what I'm telling you there. We used to, me when I first married, I had some 10-gallon trout. And I saw many, many hogs that I killed. Just cut the meat by pieces and put it in that trout and salt it. And let the rind come over the meat. Of the salt and the water that the meat made. And you could keep that for a year, and it'd be just as good as the day you put it in there. I don't care how hot it got or what it done, that meat was good.
Yeah.
But you see, that salt and that water from the meat was over the meat. And that jar didn't cover. It was not airtight. The jaw wasn't airtight. Because it was a 10-gallon crock, and it wasn't tight. Now, in other words, I had about six or eight of them things to put lard and meat and that kind of stuff.
Oh, well, now, I was talking about the good dishes you might use. You call them your best, well, did you have china?
No, in those days people didn't have that. They had one set of dishes and that was it. And you might have had some new spoons and forks and that kind of stuff, you know, silver, something like that. You might have had that. But for the plate, all the dishes, that was the same thing that you use every day. You use it. Whenever you had company, well, that was what you used.
Did you ever see an egg that you would put in a nest to fool a hen?
Yes, I had some already.
That's a what? That's a
made out of plastic, you know, plastic egg. Of course, that was in later years when I first came up. We didn't have that neither. That wasn't.
When you raised. Say something that you might, what kind of bucket would you keep, say, to put the scraps into to throw to the hog?
Well, you had a water bucket, you know, a big water bucket. Most of them were made out of wood, you know.
Yeah.
You could get that. In those days, butter used to come in a pail made out of wood, you know. Yeah, butter used to come in a bucket just to hold about 10, 12 quarts, you know. The storekeeper, he'd give you that. When he gets you selling the butter, hell, he'd give it to you. What are you going to do, throw it away or burn it? That's all he could do.
Yeah.
Nobody didn't want that unless somebody wanted to use it for something like that, you know, to put slop or something like that for the hog.
You just use it as a slop bucket?
Slop bucket, right. But that was better than a galvanized bucket. Well, a galvanized bucket, well, you could buy that for 15, 20 cents, you know, 10 quarts.
What do you fry eggs in?
You had the same thing what you got down. You had a frying pan made out of cast iron. You didn't have no aluminum pot or nothing like that. All you had is iron pot.
Did you ever see the one that had three legs on it and they would cook in the fireplace?
Well, we had some. When I was a kid, everybody had that when I was a kid. They used to bake bread in that.
Really?
Cook a bread.
What kind of bread?
Same kind of bread, like three loaves in there. They put three, make it in three loaves and put it in there.
Mm.
That was better to cook bread than the stove.
Now, you boil water in a what?
Well, we have a regular iron kettle for that, you know. Kettle made like those that you got today, you know, that with a sprout on it and a hole at the little cover at the top, you know, and a